From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Birmingham Southern College will stay open for another year. That decision comes following a few tense months after years of financial stress came to a head in December. The private college is asking for $37 million in public money. As WBHM's Kyra Miles reports, Birmingham Southern hasn't received that money, but the future is looking brighter for students.
When Sam Wall and his peers walked into the campus-wide meeting Thursday, he said the college president started crying. And he wasn't sure if that was good or bad.
I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, man, this might be a little rough.
Wall is a freshman, and he wasn't sure if his first year at Birmingham Southern would be his last. In December, college officials revealed that poor finances could force BSC to close this spring. That left a lot of students in limbo, causing some to transfer. But Wall had hope. And that hope paid off when the Board of Trustees decided unanimously to stay open.
They dropped it on us and I was jumping. Like, I was grabbing all my boys. I was like, come on, man.
Birmingham Southern Student Body President and Senior Lauren Barnett also had an emotional reaction to the news.
You know, cried a few tears of joy and kind of was just a little bit in shock, honestly.
She's excited her alma mater still has a chance. But amidst the excitement, there is a caveat. College leaders say they still need those millions of dollars from the state and local governments to stay open. That means Thursday's decision may only be temporary. Earlier this year, Governor Kay Ivey said that the state had no plans to use public funds to bail out a private college. Still, the city of Birmingham and some area lawmakers have voiced support for Birmingham Southern. That gives Barnett hope that her efforts to support students and save the school will have meant something.
It's really, at this point, just shifting to showing our gratitude and doing everything we can to make sure that this decision becomes a permanent decision.
In a statement, College President Daniel Coleman says the college is reaching out to prospective students and will be hiring more faculty and staff after losing some over the recent months of uncertainty. Kyra Miles, WBHM.
Kyra Miles is a Report for America Corps member reporting on education for WBHM.